Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page, and thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Big news now about natural gas. These days, it's almost as cheap as coal, due in part to a new method of drilling called hydraulic fracking. Drillers pump water and chemicals deep into underground shale formations and blast the natural gas out. Halliburton developed the method. Now the EPA has subpoenaed the company for refusing to disclose which chemicals they're using. Meanwhile, there's a gold rush on for natural gas locked in the Marcellus Shale Formation in Pennsylvania. Big oil companies have been gobbling up independent gas frackers there. In the latest deal, Chevron just bought Atlas Energy for $4 billion. The other big natural gas news was Election Day. Living on Earth's Jeff Young looks at the political landscape and finds it's good for gas.
The day after his election shellacking, President Obama took a question at a press conference. Where can Republicans and Democrats find common ground? Energy, the president said, and he emphasized one specific form of energy.
We've got terrific natural gas resources in this country. Are we doing everything we can to develop those?
Not far away on Washington's K Street, Chris Tucker and his office mates liked what they heard.
We all sort of looked around at each other and said, yeah, he's right. And then our second reaction was, wow, we can't believe you just said that.
Tucker is with a group called Energy In Depth, which does public relations work for independent natural gas drillers. Tucker says it's not that surprising that the president should turn to natural gas. There's already bipartisan support for using the huge supplies coming online. And Tucker says the industry's wish list is a short one.
We actually don't need a whole lot of policies. We don't need tax breaks or handouts or bailouts. We just need to be able to do it. We just need to be able to have rules in place that work. We need to have regulations in place that are stringent, but at the same time that we could predict.
Congressional Democrats had pushed legislation to limit possible water contamination from hydraulic fracturing of shale gas. But many of that bill's co-sponsors lost on November 2nd. Republican strategist Karl Rove told a recent gas industry conference that Republican victories mean the industry need not worry about more regulation. Tucker says that sounds premature and perhaps counterproductive.
It'd be an easy analysis to put together to say, oh, well, Republicans win, so therefore, you know, we're good to go. We're just going to drill everywhere. Well, that's not the case.
Tucker says the EPA is in the midst of a thorough review of hydraulic fracturing, and some companies are voluntarily disclosing fracking chemicals. And concerns about water quality are likely more regional than partisan. The industry prefers to keep regulation at the state level, and that means state election results could have a big impact, especially in Pennsylvania. The Keystone State elected a Republican legislature and governor, and Pennsylvania is at the cutting edge of a drilling boom.
Right now, what we're having is a gas rush. We happen to have the mother of all natural gas deposits under our feet in the Marcellus Shale deposit.
Jan Jarrett leads the environmental group Penn Future. She notes the gas industry has given nearly $1 million to Governor-elect Tom Corbett over his political career.
The drilling industry spent at least $3 million in campaign contributions. We would hope that that would not change the administration's stance towards environmental protection and oversight of this industry that has a really big impact.
Pennsylvania's outgoing Democratic governor, Ed Rendell, placed a moratorium on new drilling leases on state forest land. Corbett says he'll rescind that. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette columnist Brian O'Neill has been writing about another aspect of natural gas and state government. Pennsylvania has no severance tax on drilling.
Everybody's got one but us. As I said in an earlier column, there's only two places without this tax, Pennsylvania and fantasy land.
With the state looking at a multi-billion dollar deficit, O'Neill wonders where money will come from for, among other things, the Department of Environmental Protection.
That's a serious concern to a lot of people. I mean, there are real environmental issues, and I don't think the state is prepared to deal with it right now.
While many grassroots environmental groups are focused on the potential damage from drilling, some Washington environmental groups want to expand the use of natural gas because it's much cleaner burning than coal or oil. That's created considerable tension within the environmental community. Dan Weiss directs climate strategy at the Democratic-leaning think tank Center for American Progress.
Both the groups that want to use more natural gas and those that want additional protections are correct. Natural gas produces 50% less global warming pollution compared to coal and about one-third less pollution compared to oil. So the expansion of natural gas as a fuel can really reduce emissions by a sizable amount.
Weiss's group did a study that found a shift to natural gas for big trucks could cut oil use by 1 million barrels a day, about 5% of our current use. But Weiss is also concerned about lax regulation on drilling. He sees opportunity to do both.
In any natural gas program that moves forward that encourages the use of more gas needs to also include additional protections. It ought to include requirements that the companies report on the toxic chemicals they use to produce the gas and that they ought to make sure they protect the drinking water and air quality.
So can natural gas fuel some bipartisan cooperation? The first test could come in the lame duck session of Congress. The Senate is set to vote on a bill to use more natural gas for heavy-duty trucks. The co-sponsors are Democratic leader Harry Reid and arch-conservative Republican Tom Coburn. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young.